The number of COVID-19 cases in the region confirmed through testing is decreasing week over week, and hospitalization rates are showing signs of slowing down, based on the latest update from the health unit. In Simcoe Muskoka region, there were 667 new COVID cases confirmed between May 1 and 7, which is down from 806 new cases confirmed between April 24 and 30. There are still reporting lags, so the number of confirmed cases could increase for the week of May 1. There have been 5 hospitalizations reported for the week of May 1 so far, and there were 24 reported during the week of April 24. The latest COVID update from the Simcoe Muskoka District Health Unit, published May 9, includes 2 deaths and 3 new hospitalizations. A Simcoe County man between 45 and 64 years old died on April 30 after contracting COVID-19. A Muskoka man over 79 years old died on May 6, and his case was linked to an outbreak. Testing has captured 227 new COVID cases in the region since the last update on May 6. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. There are 29 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. These totals do not include people who were hospitalized for other reasons and also test positive for COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 44,449 cases of COVID-19 with 42,878 of those cases recovered and 476 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 415 were COVID-related, 49 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 12 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. 30 people from the region died in April after contracting COVID-19, which is up slightly from 25 deaths in March. 2 deaths have been reported in May, so far. To date, 83% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 18% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. There are 32 active outbreaks in Simcoe Muskoka, down from 36 outbreaks on May 2. The current active outbreaks include 20 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 10 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 2 at child care centers. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. According to monitoring of the region's hospitals by the health unit, about 70% of the region's ICU beds are full and about 26% of the ventilator beds are occupied. Acute care occupancy is highest with 93% of the beds in the region currently full. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for May 9. The Collingwood General and Marine Hospital is reporting as of May 9, there are 7 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID.